Yes.
Did you live in a village or a
town? In a town, a very nice town, but there's no more town anymore than when I was born in the race.
Oh, it's not there anymore?
It is, but it goes under a different name. I don't know, and I'm not interested because I had lost everything.
Yeah.
All my sisters and brothers and nephews and nieces, the only one that I have is in Israel, my nephew and my niece. And I don't know him, and he doesn't know me.
I see.
And I brought him into Israel.
Is that so? You saw that he got there?
Well, when I found out through friends of mine, a reporter went to Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll take a chance, and I'll give him the address to inquire about my nephew, my sister's son.
I see.
And he said, Mrs. Wang, maybe you know the people, Blitz, what had that jewelry store in the north side.
Yes,
we are personally friends.
I know
that
them.
His father used to belong to the same shul as my husband.
I see.
And his cousin is a reporter.
Or
here in Pittsburgh, I couldn't tell you what. Or in New York, but I talked to him.
Oh.
And I gave him the address. But he wouldn't take any packages to my nephew, to Poland. You understand?
I understand.
So he dug them up, and he got in, and my nephew wouldn't even talk to him.
Is that so?
That's
is
what
he
I
afraid?
Heard.
He
was afraid.
Yeah.
Because he went on a Gentile name to the medical school.
Oh, I see.
And
so
he was afraid.
Connect-
so, but anyhow, he spoke to him, and not in a such a way what I expect. But whatever it is, he is in Israel now, and he's a married man, and his daughter came to visit me last summer.
Isn't that must have been very thrilling to see, after all those years?
Well, they are in Israel about 14 years already. I put in a few pennies to bring it from Lodz. You heard Lodz.
Lodz, is that the name of the...
the city.
The city.
Yeah, that was, in my time, it was a very, very large city, next from Warsaw. But anyhow, he is here, and last year his daughter, she is, came into a school to New York.
To take up. You lived in, when you were a young girl, before you came to the United States?
I lived with my parents.
With your parents?
Oh, yes, and I was a dressmaker.
Oh, you were a dressmaker there?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm still doing sewing.
Oh, good for you. Did you, do you remember what the house looked like?
It was a nice house. They called it the Yiddish Gus.
Yeah.
All the Jewish people was there living. And we had a nice home with my parents, and I danced sewing in my parents' house.
Mm-hmm. And you lived right in a city. It was not a farm or anything.
No, no, no. Then I got married, 1904.
Mm-hmm.
I got married. I was on a farm. My husband comes from a farmer.
Oh, I see.
His parents was farmers.
I see.
And it was just a mile away, 2 miles away from the city.
And then how about your immediate family? Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, ma'am, but now I don't have... one sister I have in Australia.
Oh, now?
Yes, ma'am. She is coming into the state.
Oh, isn't that nice?
When she
is
got
she younger than you then? Or?
She's the baby.
I see.
Yes. So she is coming in. I just received a letter. She would like to travel. She was unfortunately last year her husband passed away, so now, and I suppose they're well-to-do, they are manufacturing.
Oh, in Australia.
Ladies wear. What wear, when, I don't know. And when my sister got married, I went to her wedding.
Did you?
I left everything, my family, and I went for 3 months to make a trip like that.
That's wonderful. Well, did you have any, what other brothers or sisters did you have before?
I had three brothers, and I had my sister, the doctor's mother, and my another sister, three sisters.
Mm-hmm. And were they younger than you or older than you?
I am the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest, right? And they were all younger.
Mm-hmm. They're not, I don't have nothing to show from my side or from my husband's side. Not alive, so only these two, the one in Australia, my sister, Mm-hmm. And the one in the Israel, my sister's son.
Oh, son,
I see. I had a brother in Paris. I don't have any more brother.
Well, how long did you live in this house? How old were you when you left the house in Poland?
In Poland?
Yes, do you remember?
21.
You were 21.
And now I'm 18.
I know. I can tell. And you were a dressmaker then?
Yes, ma'am.
In Poland. Did you work right in your home then?
Yes, ma'am.
And what languages were spoken in your home? In Poland. What languages did they talk in your home in Poland?
Jewish and Polish and Russian and German.
And did you go to school in Poland?
A little bit. We didn't have school. We had Catholic school, and my parents wouldn't allow any one of the children to go to a Catholic. So we took in a tutor.
Oh, I see.
Every night. Sneaked in a Jewish boy, a student, and we paid him 30 cents a month. There was three families, and each one paid him 30 cents.
Is that so?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So he came in, nobody should know, only from the neighborhood, the next door neighbor and my parents. But the boys, they went to Cheder, you know,
to
Hebrew. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he teaches us a little of Hebrew and a little bit of Polish and a little bit of German, and when it comes to something, I don't know nothing.
That's all right. You talk pretty good, I'll tell you.
And I couldn't go to school here because when I came, my shape was a little out of order.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So my husband went to school.
Oh, I see.
He went to school for 3 weeks just to cut down the spelling and a little bit
very
of everything.
English.
And I remember his teacher.
Is that so? What, you remember her name?
Rabbi his father was a rabbi in Franklin Street. And my husband went to school in Frankel School.
Franklin School, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you remember what the synagogue was like in Poland? Did your family go to the synagogue?
Oh, sure.
Do you remember what the building was like?
A beautiful building.
It was a beautiful building.
Yes. My mother's brother was president in that synagogue.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am. A beautiful synagogue. When I went home after the First World War, it looked like a stable. Broken windows, nothing to go in.
After the First World War?
I went to my sister's wedding. It was 1923.
Oh, after the war?
Yes. So my husband and sister, he said, he lived through a war like that. And your younger sister got married, and that's almost 20 years you wasn't go, regardless what the prize is. And here, and this is my book when I came the first to.
With the non-Jewish people that lived in Poland in your town?
Non-Jewish people?
People that weren't Jewish. Did you have anything to do with them? Did you?
Oh, I had worked for them, the generals and you know, I don't know how they call them in here, but the generals and I used to go to their house when they couldn't come in. We didn't have such a gorgeous home and for people like that, and if they want to try it out, something. So they sent for me and I went in.
I see. Were those like people in the army did you work for people that were in the army?
Yeah. But for the wives, not for the men.
Yeah.
No, they lived in the gorgeous homes. That was like a city mayor and things like that, people like that.
You must have done beautiful work.
Well, I suppose.
And when you were in Europe, did you belong to any political type organizations, to the Zionists or the...
No, we did very little what we had this in my time.
I see.
Very little.
And how about the government? How did they treat the Jews in Poland when you were there?
Well, not too good. And we didn't know any better. We were brought up with them, you understand? And then when I went home and I noticed the difference, and I couldn't wait till I got back home to the States.
United States, when you saw how it was later day. Well, what did they do actually?
It was so poor and broken down, the houses. And many people I recognized.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, many people I recognized. But the most, the shul was damaged in all these organizations. They didn't have any rights. And then when I went home, when my sister got married, and I brought home a nice little bit of clothes, my own. And then when I got there, we went to a park. I shall never forget that. My sister and I with the bride.
Yeah. Before you came here.
Before I came, the whole world was open. I couldn't wait. And furthermore, my parents didn't know I'm going to America. We got married and we were supposed to live in Warsaw.
Oh, I see.
Because my father was a very religious man, and he said, by my life, mm-hmm. not a child should have nerve enough to say I'm going to a different state, to London or to America.
Oh, really? He didn't want...
Oh, no. Oh, God, that would be... I would have killed my father if I would say that.
Is that so?
So I made up my mind with my husband before we got married. Nobody in the world should know. My parents or his mother should know mm-hmm. we are going to the state. So I had a few dollars, and I was not in age to get it, so I sold the money to my husband's uncle. And he paid me back, and I signed the paper.
That's so. Isn't that interesting?
And with this money, we came to New York.
Oh, I see. You were married there, and then you came here.
Yes, ma'am. I was married in October, and we came in April.
I see. Well, that is interesting.
I mean, we came into New York. So we had an address in New York. I shall never forget that. A cousin of my husband's. I never saw the people, and they didn't see me. And he had the address, and we didn't write to nobody. We just go. We were afraid the parents will keep us back. And we got a pass. We took a girl along. It's a high girl on my pass, and she went to London, and we went to America. But she could go with on our pass. She's a maid.
Oh, I see. Isn't that something? That's really very interesting, Mrs. Lang. And then you left there because you, I mean, why did you feel that you wanted to leave Poland? Why did you?
Well, when I came in, there's strange people, Kenneth Redden, to know about the English. And I have to have the needle in my hand. The needle is my friend in the whole world. And I couldn't talk. And then when I got into New York, it was not so bad, because over there it's all Jewish, and they lived in Orchard Street, a beautiful place on the third floor, and the bathroom in a different direction. And well, to me that was a picnic. We didn't have no toilet in our place.
Yeah.
We didn't have no baths.
Sure,
we went to the open water in the summertime, and in the wintertime we go to the backyard if you need the... So that's the life of the in my time.
Mm-hmm.
So to make the story short, when we got into my husband's relative, and they took us in very, very nicely.
Yeah.
And I had made a cake for myself, and she said, oh my God. I made it myself. Ich habe es gemacht. And she said, no, der schön, ich fuhr nach Pittsburgh. I had here a cousin.
Oh.
And we were supposed to come to this cousin, but the boat came to New York, and my husband said, in New York I have relatives. Let's stop off. That's the way we went to my husband's relatives. You know, just to stay overnight. Uh-huh. We stayed there 3 weeks.
Oh.
And the minute I got into New York to my husband's relatives, I sent a letter to my cousin here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
We are in New York and we're going to remain here. The world went under. We shouldn't remain. We should come here, and we should come here. And I didn't remember him from Europe, and he didn't remember me.
Uh-huh.
My cousin, the one when I came here, was my mother's sister's son.
Oh, first cousin.
Uh-huh. Well, then I figured this way. When we got in Wednesday night to New York, And a friend of my cousin's was there, and he said, oh, your husband is a tailor, a Schneider, yes. He said, I have a job for him. So, all right, ich kann auch halten den Edel. I never would brag about my work.
Your work.
And I said, I could do a little sewing, too. But my husband is a first-class tailor. He makes tuxedos and full dresses. And he said, that's the job. And Thursday morning,
yeah.
He went to work.
Is that so? I didn't lose a minute's time.
Thursday morning, he went to the shop, and Wednesday night, he said, "Mat kimen essen supper, zay men achuchem wat is supper." So I found out the mat kimen essen supper. So I cut on a board here and a board there, and so he went to work in the company on Broadway. Give him $16 a week. I didn't realize the $16, and I said, that's 32 rubles in 1 week.
Say
is me. A golden alarm. I love it. And here my relative screamed, mother, come to Pittsburgh, and that was $9 a trip from New York to Pittsburgh.
$9.
$9 a round trip. And I said, you got a job to my husband. You'll stay here and I'll go and see what's cooking in Pittsburgh for my relatives. And then I came in. The ganze Welt hat sich aufgemacht. My cousin. And I looked a little different this today. And my cousin. And es hat sich eine Welt übergekehrt. So right away, the fierce man, so I told him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He got a job. 32 rubles a week, I'm not going to neglect this. I never saw so much money in all my life.
Yeah.
So he said, that machen du mehr, so du a her kimme. And so anything that I heard, I sent letters. There was no telephone. I sent letters to New York, if you want to come, there is a tailor will give you more money. So he told me, it's up to you if you want to come. If you like Pittsburgh better, I'll come to Pittsburgh, and if not, come back, and you'll get something to do too,
yeah,
before our baby will come.
Yeah.
And I said, well, mit gewissen sein Liebschaft ist a wonderful life, and I said, well, you come to Pittsburgh. So he came. And he was here a week, and he got sick. Oh, I could have kicked myself. He went into a barber, and he gave him a shave in Fulton Street.
Yeah.
He didn't give him a shave, and he came home and said, oh, my God, oh, my God. And my tongue went back to the doctor, and doctor, and doctor, and... Here I expect a baby, and what good is to go back to New York? So we rent four rooms.
You rented four rooms?
In Fulton Street. And I went around to the Jewish baker shop in Long Street, in the Franklin Street. And but the butcher, I was afraid. I never went to a butcher shop in all my life when I was home. Or do this and do that. So my cousin, she bought the meat for me and showed me how to cook. I could cook for it.
Yeah.
And but I could hold the needle, and I danced. And then my husband was cooped in for 2 years with his face.
Is that so?
Oh, Dr. Hollander sent him back to New York to another doctor. He said, no. That's my story the first year to come to this, to Pittsburgh.
That's quite a story. That's quite a story.
And then we raised a family. Gott sei Dank, I have 3 sons and 2 daughters.
Oh, that's a nice family.
And sehr nachgespaßt, Gott sei Dank. My older son, he went to college. My daughter went to college.
That's wonderful.
And my son in California is at a department store.
That's a nice family.
And
nice family.
So you cannot ask for anything else.
Yeah,
and now I'm so crippled, and I'm doing work. A woman just took out 2 suits and a dress.
Yeah.
Now I'm independent. The nice people are, I accommodate nice people.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you, Mrs. Wang. I'm going to go back again, though. I'm going to take you back to when you came over. Were you part of a large group when you came over on the boat?
Won't
or was
you
this
have
your husband? Oh, I mean, did you know the other people? Or
no, we got acquainted with many of them. But not one came to Pittsburgh. The only one, me. But I had friends in New York, and some of them went to Chicago, and some of them went to Philadelphia, to Cleveland. We talked to people, but I don't remember. The two names I remember, Katz and Frankelstein. Otherwise, I don't remember. The first year, we used to correspond with him, but I dropped everything on account of my husband. I was the provider in the house, so when he went to the hospital.
And how did you travel before you got on the ship, when you left Poland? How did you travel?
I got on a train from our town.
And
my mother went with me, and she said, before Pesach, you're going away to a different town. And I figured, well. So we went in March. We left March. Something like this year, it comes out early Easter. And we went, and we had made our pass, and we had bought our tickets, and everything was in the secret. My husband's relatives knew all about it, but my parents were not allowed. I was afraid.
You were afraid they'd keep you from going.
And then my mother went to the train with me, and I had a wig on me. I took the wig off, and I gave it to her. And she passed out. I shall never forgive me what I done. And I said, Mother, what the heck? She said, are you going to America or to London? I said, no, we're going to Russia. She said, no.
She said, she knew.
It's the heart.
Her heart told her.
Yes. So she said, of Pesach has to come and trick. The Machna Shane and Pesach to be in the Machna. Pesach, which is based in Pittsburgh. So when I got down on the boat, I sent them a telegram.
Oh, you did?
Yes. So my father, oh. And I told him, we're going to Pittsburgh. And when I came to Pittsburgh, I received a letter from my father and mother. They shall never forgive me what I done, such a heartbreaker. And especially in a condition, be pregnant and going to America. And he hopes to live, and my children shall pay me back. They took it.
They were so heartbroken.
Heartbroken.
You knew it, and I guess that's why you couldn't tell.
Oh, that's right. And then when I came home and my sister got married, my father kneeled on my knees. He kneeled to the floor, and he said, "Kind my Zimmer Moichel, forgive me." That letter, what I said, I still have that letter.
Do you really? Do you really? Isn't that something? That's really an interesting story.
And he said,
but he wanted you to forgive him then.
Forgive me, because what we went through on the First World War, and if we are living, and God give us the tuna, that present. My oldest daughter came to my youngest daughter's wedding.
That's right.
And my sister, that doctor's mother, she was living in London. And she came, we met.
Oh, in London.
And we met in Paris, in Cherbourg.
Is that so?
And we both came home, and I made up my mind, I'm not going in straight to the house. I'll park in a hotel in our little town, but they wouldn't give me no room. Jewish.
Really? After the war?
Yes. And I thought to myself, I'll walk into the house with my handbag. And I remember where to go. It was only 19 years, coming on 20. And I went in, and my sister, the bride, when I left her, she was 5 years old. And I went in, and I didn't see my father. And he finished
high school.
He finished in June, and I came back in September.
Oh, I see.
I left May the 17th. And I came back in September. Yes.
Well, when you came the first time, what kind of papers did you bring with you? Do you remember any particular any objects or papers that you brought when you came with your husband the first time?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
And was your husband's name the same in Europe?
Swain.
Here?
Yeah.
He didn't change his name?
No.
At all.
We had an awful lot of trouble with the name. We spelled it in the way what we spelled in Poland, and then my husband became a citizen, and they couldn't find the papers.
Oh, I see.
In a different way, but that took another year till we had this all straightened out,
to get it right, you mean?
To get the right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you first came to the United States, what impressed you the most? What was your first impression when
nothing at all.
Nothing impressed you?
Nothing. Because I was in a position I couldn't go out from the house the first couple months. And then when my baby came and my husband was sick, and we used to go downtown, and I admired all this. Well, in Germany I saw more pretty things than I saw in here. Mm-hmm. There was nothing interested. But I was happy that you wasn't afraid to talk, and you wasn't afraid to say something to a Yiddish or a Goyish, and we became members in a shul.
Oh, uh-huh.
1905 we came in, and my husband became a member in the, we didn't have a shul even.
Oh, in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, we didn't have a shul. Okay. We got together a few dollars,
yeah,
and we built a shul in, shul in the Townsend Street.
Oh, I see.
And here is the proofs. And here, we were human and free, if you could recognize here, we became the Polish Youth Federation. We were very active in this. And we went to a convention.
That's a beautiful picture. This is at the William Penn, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
no, in New York. Yes.
Isn't that? That's a wonderful picture. And this was taken in 1933.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that's a wonderful thing to have.
Could you recognize me and my husband?
Yes.
1935.
Is that, when was the show built? Do you remember?
Which year, I don't remember. Uh-huh. 1914, I think, or 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, 1914, that Mr. Tuch went to Europe and he visited my people. No, I don't remember the year. It must be 19...
And where was the show? On Townsend Street?
In Townsend Street.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Mr. Bliss's father.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And this is my husband.
Oh, so you were the first...
the first members.
First members, you were charter members.
That's Mr. Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
He was the secretary. He was a very high-educated man.
Mm-hmm.
A very high-educated...
Well, what was the name of the shul then? What was it called? The
Here.
Oh, uh-huh.
Sharet Zevik.
Sharet Zevik.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have my home there paid already.
Is that so?
Yes, ma'am.
See, that's, I'd like to, when I borrow the other thing, I'd like to borrow a couple of those. And get
the
some,
books?
Yes.
That would be my pleasure.
And then I'll be glad, I'll bring them right back to you.
You see, this was all members.
I see.
All members.
And at that time, when you were active, did you carry on the observances in your home, too, the religious practices? Did you observe, you know, the Shabbos and so
on? Oh, yeah. Hein Tuch.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
Shabbos, Yom Tov.
Did you light the candles? And
yes, ma'am. My daughter does it, too. Or my daughter-in-law, I wouldn't ask.
Yeah.
My daughter, yes.
Are there any other religious observances that you do in your home? Did you keep a kosher home then?
Yes, ma'am.
That
I will not neglect. Now, these are the people, what they were, the leaders.
First day.
Yes, ma'am.
What station did you come in?
Pennsylvania station. My relatives came down for me, and I was dressed up, just a little bit with a little tiny suitcase because all my belongings was there in New York.
I see.
And they brought me into Fulton Street. He had a big shoe store in Fulton Street.
Your relation? Uh-huh.
My cousin. In next door, while I was in New York, he rented a home, a little house of four rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Next door. And from the other side of the shoe store was a Mrs. Bernstein, and that was Mr. Kaplan's sister, had a grocery store there.
Oh, I see.
And Zera, an intelligent Yiddish Frau,
mm-hmm.
and I went in and she said, oh, yeah, this is the type of the husband bring lach. I said, I have good nicht gebracht, I have all in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And my man is dort. And I said, come here, do so. And my cousin had me rent four rooms for $20 a month, $20. The toilet in the backyard. And nobody knew any better.
Well, that's, everybody loved the same then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I changed my mind and I said, well, let's stop my mama's Schwester's Kinder in Weimarhochstadt in New York. And they started to talk to me. My cousin in New York is a style, but that took the Weiblich from the Männer and the Männer from the Weiblich. And I was dumb enough and I said, come to Pittsburgh. So I accomplished in Pittsburgh, I rang again and said, I'm a shave. And that's it.
And that's when it all, that started.
B'nai B'rit, and I'm still a B'nai B'rit member.
Well, did you feel, during those first 5 years, were you disappointed with your life in the United States?
No. No, indeed.
Nothing disappointed you?
No. Nothing in the world. In fact,